There's an air of excitement and tense drama which centers itself here at the starting line where the remaining cars line up for qualification. Contrasting to this is the casual but serious precision with which the various officials of the USAC perform their assignments under the capable direction of Dwayne Carter. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes in officiating an automobile race. Controlling every possible factor to provide greater safety for the drivers is one of the many important tasks of the USAC. Paul Johnson, steward, explains some of its functions.
The chief steward, which is Harry McQuinn, the referee is Harlan Fenger, and myself, I am the steward. Now we have under us the chief of the technical staff and the chief observer, which handles all of the safety program that we have here. Of course, here you have different rules that are made as the thing goes along in order to meet the situation at hand, and those are called ground rules. Now there's straight observation posts around, and no car has lost sight of at any time during the race.
Safety is the keynote of the USAC for the protection of the race drivers on the speedway. Many drivers devote much of their time and effort on behalf of improving safety conditions on our highways. One of these is veteran Freddie Agabation, who qualified as Bose Seal Fast Special number 14 for the second row pole position on the first day for his 11th consecutive Indianapolis race.
Off-season, I work for Champion Spark Plug Company's Highway Safety Program. This is a program designed for high school and teenage level. There are four other race drivers working on this program, and I hold general assemblies at 150 schools in the five western states. We feel teenagers today are a serious, responsible, intelligent group of people. They can go on to become the nation's finest and safest drivers. We feel one of the things that is a great help is the driver training that's been instituted in all of the schools today. They are taught by competent instructors in a proper manner. We feel that teaching them history, mathematics, and business administration are all pretty worthless, unless in some way they are taught to stay alive. We feel as race drivers, listening to us might be able to help in some way. And if we have saved one life or more, we feel our work has been very worthwhile.
By 6 p.m. Sunday, May 26th, 51 cars had attempted qualification, and the much sought after starting positions went to the 33 fastest cars. Mr. Tony Hallman, president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, announced on July 25, 1956, the new specifications for the 1957 race. A typical current entry is that of Mr. John Zink, who had the winning car in 1956. Troy Ruttman in the number 3 spot as the driver this year, with Zink's car number 52. Chief mechanic A.J. Watson describes the car.
Well, it's a car similar to Curtis Craft's, but I built it all myself, and it's a little lighter than a Curtis by about 150 pounds, and my offset weight is about 3 or 4 times as much offset to the left as a Curtis, I would say. It weighs 1625 dry. We buy the engine from Meyer and Drake, just like everybody else, for about $8,000, and then we bring them home, we tear them apart, and start what we call kind of hopping them up. We just kind of work over the valves a little and fix our pistons the way we like them and give them the right clearance. And then we go to see Winfield and get the hottest set of cams that we think we can use and put them back together, and that's it.
Since track conditions change from day to day, changes are made even up to the last minute.
Some drivers want them set one way and other drivers want them set another way. Right race morning, we might change our mind, want a little bit more weight in the right front or the left front or even the left rear. We could jack a little weight more there to make it handle better for that particular day.
Certainly one of the major discussions in the automobile racing field is which is the most important, the driver or the car?
The driver has a lot to do with it. There's just some drivers who can get around here in a bicycle practically, and other ones that can't get around in the best car there is.
A guy who really gets around here, and not on a bicycle, but in a Novi special, is Paul Russo. Paul talks about his Novi special number 54 in Gasoline Alley.
I'm a believer of a supercharged engine, and in the old days, the fellows used to put them together and they'd stay running all the time. And this engine here was developed in a new one by Winfield. And I am very, very sure that the engine will go all the way and stand up very good from the tests that Gene Marshnack has made through the past summer with him.